They towed the two bags out to Virgil's truck and threw them in the back. Out of the airport, he said, "So, keep talking." The Stella was a foot long and 10 inches thick.
"Yes." "Everybody was jubilant, excited," she said. "The director of the dig, Rafi Frankel, this is the greatest find of his career." "It came out late in the morning. They stopped digging at noon because of the heat. Reverend Jones was actually the one who found it. We have photos from the earliest moments, when all you could see was one dressed edge of the stone coming up through the dirt."
More photos were taken as the stone was dug out of the ground, she said, and as it was removed from the dig pit and carefully wiped. When it was out of the ground, it was driven back to a dig house, put on a table, where more photos were taken.
"Frankel is a professor at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem in the Institute of Archaeology,"
Yael said. "He called friends there and told them of the find, and of course the word spread instantly. He said he would transport it the next day to Jerusalem. Some of the people from the dig stayed up late, until 10 o'clock, examining the stone. Then it was secured in a locker, and the room was locked, and everybody went to bed. When they got up at 4:30, the stone was gone. So was a car and Reverend Jones." Frankel immediately called the Israeli cops, who eventually traced the Avis rental car to the city of Haifa. There, they lost the trail for a couple of days, fooled by a false scent. The report of a tall man in a dark hat and dark suit walking near the Avis dealership with a couple of big bags. They tracked the man down, but he turned out to be an Orthodox Jew who lived in the neighborhood and had nothing to do either with the dig or with Jones. Backtracking, they eventually found a cab driver who had taken Jones to the port. A yachtsman there told investigators about two Germans who had vanished with their boat that same morning that Jones disappeared. The Germans were identified by customs, and 4 days later, they were found in the old port of Cyprus. The Germans said they'd taken the American for a sail, but he'd become seriously ill, had begun vomiting and urinating blood. They'd dropped him at the old port, they said, as the fastest place they could get to, and had last seen Jones getting into a taxicab. "We didn't believe all of that, of course. We think they were paid to take him out of the country, but it was a hard story to break because a Cyprus customs official actually witnessed Reverend Jones urinating blood," Yael said. "When we continued to trace his travels, we found that he came here and was taken to the Mayo Clinic. He has terminal cancer. After 3 days, he left the clinic without permission, and his whereabouts are now unknown."
"And you have reason to believe that he had the stone with him?" Virgil said.
"Oh, yes. He was carrying a large leather bag, which he would allow nobody to touch. The cab driver said he carried it like a baby."
"What could he do with it?" Virgil asked. "If you have all those photos, he couldn't sell it."
"Ah, but he could," she said, "for a lot of money, if he made just the right connection. Perhaps he saw it and went a little crazy. He's dying. Maybe he thought this would be a big thing if he could publish it himself."
"You know what's on the stone? What it says?"
"No, no. That will take some study," Yael said. "One side is in Egyptian hieroglyphics and the other perhaps some primitive form of Hebrew.
Nobody really knows for sure," she said. She yawned and then said, "Maybe I sleep for a few minutes. This day catches up to me."
"There's a pillow right behind your seat," Virgil said.
"Thank you. This is excellent," she said, as she fished the pillow out of the back and then snuggled against the passenger side window. "I sleep now."
And she did, as Virgil drove along, thinking about the story she'd told. The story interested him for two reasons. He'd grown up as a minister's son, and Bible tales had been a big part of his youth. The other thing was, she'd told the truth right up to the end, and then she'd begun lying. She was good at it, but Virgil had been listening to liars for years, and he could hear the lies in her voice. There was something about the Stella that she didn't want him to know, or that she didn't want to talk about. He wondered why.
Mystical powers?
He drove on.